Hey, man. I'm back. Well, I'm going to try, bro. I ain't going to hold you. If y'all got mad and said, Jay, shut the fuck up. We not doing this again with you. Look, bro. I be tired, bro. Tired. And I know y'all, like, you see, and I'm just recording by myself. It's like, the fellas ain't here to pick me up, lift my spirits. I be tired, bro. This should be kicking my ass, man. Like, dead ass. And I got an organizer. And I still be getting my ass whooped. It's just not enough time in the day. It's not enough time. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. For those who don't know, it's your boy, Jamboy75, a.k.a. J-Rod. One-fifth of the Four Wise Men podcast. Please like and subscribe. We truly appreciate it. I know y'all like, where the fuck have y'all been? I don't even know if it ain't been a year since we recorded. It's been some months. A lot has changed. We're all good. I know, like, people like to assume, like, oh, maybe they had a falling out. We really haven't. We in a group chat. We text every day. It's just, yeah. The Phoenix Division has some stuff to work out. So I'm just trying to dedicate myself to do what I can do here where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you guys enjoy. Like and subscribe, like I said again. All pages, the Four Wise Men podcast. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm probably not going to answer you back. or you could actually look. Obviously, you can. I was going to say, you can follow me on Twitter, although I'm probably not going to follow. Because I don't just be letting any and everybody on, fam. You know, it just don't work like that for me. Instagram, probably not. I mean, you could try and find me. If you follow the same podcast I follow, the same personalities, you'll probably see me. And you can probably hit me up there and be like, hey, I listen to the show, man. Then I'll probably fuck with you and, you know. It's just got to be happenstance like that. Because I'm not finna. It's too many of y'all. Let me make sure. I don't want to sound like I'm too bold horde. It's not too many of y'all. I just be weary because I got my nieces and nephews on there and they children. You know what I'm saying? Also, I cuss a lot. I really do. I'm trying not to. And look at this. I'm so not used to recording. I ain't even got my bottle of water. Hold on, give me a second. Let me pause this. Back, yeah. So I'm over here getting cotton mouth because I forgot just what it takes to talk and what it does take for me to talk for an hour and some change. Hopefully, y'all, again, man, y'all, I'm not trying to have this be super long. It's just going to go with the flow type of deal. I'm giving off very Haterazzi vibes, if you're familiar. You know what I'm saying, with the Dark One himself? Yeah, very much like that, young. Like, it is what it is. I'm going to try. Life updates. I'm straight. You know, a little heartbreak here and there. yeah, fam, just trying to make it shake. I can't tell y'all what I do, because, and then next thing you know, I end up, you know what I'm saying, an HR or something like that, because y'all weird. People weird, man. You say something somebody don't like, next thing you know, they find out where you work and complain to HR. Although I will say I've gotten a few people fired like that from the internet. But they was racist, so that doesn't count, right? Like, if they're racist and they get fired, I don't think that should be a problem. I'm not racist, obviously. but still, I can't tell y'all where I work. But just know, I'm working hard. And yeah, man, yeah. I'm trying to get into the sports world. It's moving and shaking. You know, a couple interviews here and there, and just trying to stick. If I have to move again, if I have to move, y'all just know, I'm going to be tired, and y'all not ever going to hear from me again. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, yeah. So that's going on with my work life. Personal life, I mean, mom's is good. Fam is good. My people in Phoenix is good. That's who I just saw last. Had a blast. Oh man, like the joy and love I get from the city, it's truly remarkable. My friends are awesome. I'll be back in Phoenix in October for my boy. For our, you know, y'all know Edgar. So yeah, he getting married. Shout outs to Edgar and Gina. You know, doing that. I know I mentioned some heartbreak. Heartbreak is a little bit much, but you know, man. These women. random. Drake is coming out tonight for the dogs. And let me tell you some, if it is what I hope it is. Oh, my caption game is going to be strong. Do we still do that anyway? Like captions and stuff? Like, does that matter? I don't know. I ain't been taking pictures lately. So, I take that back. I have. I'm a lie, because I just got done. I just left Phoenix not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, let me swig of water. Oh, goodness gracious. Whew. Let me tell y'all something. My vocal cords are not ready for this whatsoever. Man, oh, man. Oh, professional development. Yo, so I finally got my Rosetta Stone subscription, a year's worth. So, your boy about to be speaking Espanol, which really isn't a surprise. I think most of y'all know, like, I know a little bit of Spanish, more than I let on, obviously. speaking Spanish has been one of my goals for a long time. Now, granted, it shouldn't have taken me. This long to fully commit and learn, considering where I'm from, considering being from the South Side, I should fucking know Spanish. Like, it's a travesty that I don't. Like, a shame. Shame on you, your cow, your family. Yeah. Yeah, it's real bad. So, I'm finally knocking that out. So, I got a year, y'all. I got a year. I'm gonna try and stay committed to that. Gym work has been good, consistent. I'm kicking ass and taking names, fam. I'm down 10 pounds, feeling good, big sexy, big major sexy, you know what I'm saying? What will I be doing this winter? Who knows? Probably gonna be tropical, probably gonna be Phoenix. we'll see, man. We will see. Yeah, that's all. It depends on what the finances looking like. I do know this though. I'm going to Nashville in January. That's gonna be fun. Can't tell you what that's about until we get closer, because also may bring somebody from the pod, or we may just do a solo pod. That'll be hilarious because y'all know who my road dog is. Well, actually, technically, I got a few road dogs. Realistically, I've traveled with all the guys, from the pod before. Nah, I've traveled, look, it's either going to be Cam or Paul. Paul been flying, y'all. Paul done got over his fear of fucking planes, and he is jet setting, like Ric Flair type shit. Paul done been to San Antonio, I think, like twice now. So now, and I know y'all like, what the hell? It's the flying part. Like, that's why Paul ain't never really been out here like that. Cam, on the other hand, Cam got them miles, yeah. So it's probably gonna be one of those two coming with me to Nashville. I'm just trying to split the room cost, fam. I got shit to do. Cam up here trying to party. I don't get me wrong, I'm with it. You know, me and Cam, shenanigans ensue. Cam ain't never told me no. Not necessarily no like that, but like, he just look at me and I look at him and he was, fuck it, man, let's go. It ain't never been I'm a little tired. Like, I don't think that's a good deal. It's just like, Hey. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Cam knows my deep and darkest secrets, and I know he is, fam. Let me tell you. Whoever dies first is going to have the stories, fam. This is going to be wild. So there's that. We're going to segue into sports, fam. Team USA versus Germany. Now, look, I watched this game in its entirety. Team USA, sorry. At least this iteration of it. They not good. I'm gonna let y'all know. Y'all, just save your time. They not good. The whole Germany thing. Germany was actually kicking their ass, and Team USA was getting bailed out by bad calls, I felt like. So, there's that. Obviously, Anthony Edwards showed out. So, I think it was a lot of bad calls. Obviously, that didn't help Germany. But Anthony Edwards, you had Austin Reeves and Halliburton come through clutch with the shooting. So, they did their thing. So, they got the dub. Now, I don't know what this is going to look like come Olympic time. Because this can't be the team that goes Olympic time. I'm going to be honest with you. Going to be honest with you, because the Bahamas, they didn't come out. My Bahamian brethren ain't playing around. If they get both Mowgli brothers, Eric Gordon and Aiden, yeah, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be damn interesting. And then obviously you got the normal. Should we say normal superpowers at this point? You know, the Argentines, a couple other people. So yeah. You know who don't really kill it in Olympic basketball? England. The English. Do they even have a basketball team? I'm very interested. I'm very interested to know. Anyway, moving along. College football's a week away, y'all. I'm hyped, but I'm scared. I shouldn't even be scared. I should have overwhelming joy. But it's just tough, man. It's tough. Because am I going to be going to a bunch of football games this year? If I'm being totally honest with myself, financially, probably not. Probably not. I came to that realization earlier this week where I was just like, damn, bro. The funds, man. Shit costs money. And I'm in Big 12 country. And everything I want to go to is not relatively close. It's not relatively close, man. It's just not. It's not feasible. I will say this, though. Once ASU, give me a year, obviously, right? Give me a year, because y'all know I'm in Big 12 country. Give me a year. Once ASU hops into the Big 12, I'll be ready. And I'm going to everything. Like, every fucking thing. Because they're going to be playing. ASU, once they start playing, like, Stillwater, TCU, all that stuff, I am there. I'm showing out. Big time. Like, straight, yeah. I'm there. I'm hyped for that. Yeah, let's talk about ASU. ASU's named Jaden Rashada as a starting QB. I'm sad because this is a true freshman starting because of injury. Does he have a better arm coming in to his freshman year than Jaden Daniels? Yes. Do they have the same playing style? Yes, but of course with a better arm. I'm scared because I don't want to. Hold on. Hold up. Breaking news. Giannis does not plan to sign. Wait. Hold on. Breaking news. Giannis Antetokounmpo tells the New York Times he does not plan on signing an extension. Shit. Well, come to Philly, bitch. Come on down. Big Euro. Come on down to Philly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, buddy. Will that happen? Probably not. Not with my luck. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now. I'm kicking people in the face. If the Sixers get a prime Giannis. I don't even know if he's in his prime anymore, but yeah, we get a prime Giannis. We get Giannis and Embiid. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, Sun Devils. Jaden Rashada. I just feel bad for the kid. Not necessarily bad, but to be thrown in the fire like that when he's clearly not ready. Like, Payne got hurt, and I think it, because what is it, just quad or hamstring? Anyway, he just wasn't my first choice. Obviously, coming off the Jaden Daniels debacle and with Herm, I'm low-key kind of tired of that play style. And I'm just, I know the mistakes that are going to be made, in particular with that play style. And I don't want it to be such a knock on him that I'm going to be like, damn it, you suck. I don't want people to start with that bullshit, because it's not going to be fair and it's not going to be true. So, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I've fallen in love with KD, a.k.a. Dilly Dilly, mother. So, I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. I just want to win. ASU win total? Four games. Four. I don't expect them to be bowl eligible. I'm not looking for them to be bowl eligible. I'm just not tripping, bro. Like, not tripping at all. There's a lot of turnover on that roster. First year coach. Yeah, I understand it's going to be a process. My thing is, I'm trying not to fall so much in love with KD. Look, I literally just saw what the hell happened with Scott Frost in Nebraska. I was cooking Nebraska fans on that, and I don't want that to be me, man. I don't want that to be me. So, yeah. Will it be? I'm going to be honest with you. Probably. Y'all know how I just... Now, when it goes bad, like when this Dillingham thing crashes and burns and it goes south, I'm going to be mad. And it's going to hurt so bad. But in the meantime, I really do hope Ray Anderson gets fired. Can I wish that on somebody? Yes, I can. He's not a good AD. I really do not. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan at all. But y'all already knew that. Y'all have heard me speak about this before. Moving on. Miami, Mario Chris. Oh, for those who don't know, yeah. We were rooting for, this is an ASU football, Miami football pod geared. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Everybody else is secondary. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is secondary. I don't care. Like, the Pac-12 is dead. We don't care about that. This is the last year of that anyway. Miami, Mario Cristobal. Hey, man. I know the whispers is getting louder. I don't care about that either. I just need them to be competent. Competent. Let's see what this offense looks like now. Because I'm gonna be... That's my boy, Van Dine, bro. And I call him Dime because I know he literally has the physical tools to be amazing. We've seen glimpses of it, but the inconsistencies in play calling and offensive coordinators has really set him back, and probably has set him back draft-wise, because, yeah, it's bad. As far as Miami goes, I'm thinking, yeah, 6 wins maybe? That's not high. This is year 2. I'm not tripping. Like, I'm trying to be calm and, you know, not give all my feelings. Not my feelings in it, but I'm not gonna lie, y'all. When I get that little bit of juice, I start popping off like, nope, you sons of bitches. Mm-mm. So, I got 4 wins for ASU, 6 wins for Miami. I hope I'm wrong, but I highly doubt it. Sha'Carri Richardson, girl, kudos to you. Get your flowers, because them people was on your ass. A lot of people was on that dumb shit. I'm glad you won, and I'm glad you realized that the world will build you up just to tear you down. I love a good story. I love a good punch in the face. And what she did was punch a lot of you motherfuckers in the face. And I'm happy about it. I truly wish she was given more grace. Because, again, man, I think when she finally sits down and tell her story and the mental toll that her mother's death took on her, and that's not to say that it's an excuse, but I think a lot of y'all misunderstanding, man. That shit matters. Like, context matters. Understanding being a human being matters. So, kudos to her. Can't wait to see what she do. Oh, she beat the Jamaicans, too. So, that's a big deal, because they've been dominating, obviously. She's literally the only one with a snowball's hell, you know, a snowball's chance in hell to even snuff them out. So, kudos to her. Kudos to her. Trayvon Diggs, freaky deaky tweets. Hey man, y'all gotta look. Y'all need to have a burner, man. If you ain't got no burner, stop liking stuff. I have plenty of burners. So most of y'all know. I've just burnered myself out. No, I'm just joking. No. And I say burner just because it's not a real burner account. I have a separate account that follows sports writers, because I'm such a nerd like that, and I be keeping track of agendas and tones of conversations that these talking heads be having. I'm that guy. So that's what I be doing. But yeah, man, if you Trayvon, bro, you can't be liking the freaky deakiness on Twitter, bro. Can't be doing that. Can't be doing the freaky deaky on Twitter, bro. People know who you are. You are a person of fame and fortune. Fortune and what they call clout. Yeah, bro, you play for the fucking Cowboys. You're a Pro Bowl corner. People gonna know what you like. And unfortunately, people now know what you do like. Same with Darvin Ham. Well, what is it? Ham? See that? Look how crazy that is. That man almost died on the field in an NFL game, and now I can't even remember his fucking name. And that's crazy. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who's mispronounced it. I'm sure. And it's crazy because it don't seem like it like, not to say that it happened yesterday, but like, it's fairly recent, and yet so much has happened within our society and in the football room. I can't remember. I just know he plays for the. He's like number three for the Bills. He plays on special teams, and he almost died. It's crazy. Damn. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. Yeah, man. Like I said, freaky deaky tweets. Oh shit. Hold on. My bad. Oh shit. See, look, y'all. My computer fell asleep. I thought it was over. I thought it was finna hit me with a goodbye. Goodbye. So also, anybody else want to catch that Swamp Kings? Don't answer that. I already know the question. Yo, okay, so I watched all the way up until halfway through episode 3, and then I fell asleep. Let me tell you something. This shit was boring. This shit was boring. And I don't know if they didn't get enough clearance from the Pouncey Twins, Cam, Percy, or anyone in close proximity to Aaron Hernandez. Hell, Riley Cooper. Like, these are NFL pros that kind of have a story, an interesting storyline. And you know what? I shouldn't say that. Because I should say it's boring up until. Yeah, it's boring, literally boring up until episode 3 and like the halfway mark. Because that's where I fell asleep. I was bored. And to hear, I will say this though, to hear Urban Meyer say that, I'm trying to remember the direct phrasing, but it came from discipline. That was hilarious. Like when he said, because what, his dad's a military man, his sister's in the Air Force, yada, 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 you know, discipline, very structured. Comedy. Pure comedy. I was like, huh? But yeah, that was funny. That was comedy. I couldn't help but laugh. I could not help but laugh. Yeah. I have some notes here from it. The Tim Tebow, like they did Tim Tebow. I think they did a decent job at that. The Brandon Siler, that was cool to see someone with that much passion. And not to say Tim Tebow's passion isn't cool, it's just different. Like to have someone's faith bleed in so much to what they do, and in terms of like perseverance and hard work, I've always admired that about him. I think obviously the media, you know, overdraws or overplays it. I just think, like, you know, it's just been so sensationalized. Like, I'm kind of T-boat out. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pass it on. But, yeah. And then Brandon Spikes, him realizing, like, even, you know, hindsight is 20/20, realizing, like, yo, damn, I didn't work hard. I didn't give it my all. I didn't do this and that. I didn't do this. Like, and, bro, the dude, he was a monster. And it's like, damn, bro, imagine if he would have bought in earlier. But, again, we're only on episode 3, halfway through that. So I am interested to see what that looks like, moving forward. Because now it's the fall, baby. Now we got to see the craziness. Because now, like, and you know what kills me? I messed up, y'all. I should have, because each episode has a specific year tied to it. I should have just, yeah. Should have done a little bit better job at marking that part down. But yeah, didn't get a chance to see Ahsoka from Disney Plus yet. I'm super hyped about that. I'm gonna watch it. That's definitely on my watch list. What was I about to say? Moving forward, music wise, like I said, Drake's about to drop tonight at midnight. We'll see. I believe because it's supposed to come out Friday for the dogs. So you know, the Thursday midnight release. Anyway, there's that Dame Lillard, Don Dollar album. Again, I keep telling y'all, Dame raps better than some of your rappers, like some of your well-established artists. It's going to be interesting what he does moving forward. So yeah, just waiting. Just gonna wait and see. I like the album. I think Dame actually has. We've never seen Dame sorry as far as rap goes. I'd venture to say he's gotten better. I'd venture to say that I actually appreciate and like his music. So there's that. Yeah. The Dame Dollar Effect. Yeah, so I rocks with Dame. ESTG. El Toro 2. Like it. Don't love it, though. Like it, but don't love it. I think it's cool. And this is the same issues I have with Wayne. Y'all, we don't need auto-tune on certain tracks, bro. We don't need it. It's not necessary. It's just not. Not only that, but you're not using it right. It don't sound good. Who the fuck? Like, where are your friends not? Why are your friends not telling you, hey, man, that's not the move? If you can't sing it, don't fucking sing it. Like, it's just not good. It don't sound good. It does not sound good. It is not audio pleasing through the headphones. And I listen to rap music loud. Like, to me, sometimes rap is like rock. You can't listen to it softly because the instrumentation of the genre of music does not dictate to it to be listened softly. Like, you can't listen to a Public Enemy record not on full blast. To me, like, you know what I'm saying? You hear Night Train, it ain't something you just slightly on a nod. You got to crank it up. So, yeah, but anyway, El Toro 2 was cool. He got some features on there. Gotti, Wayne is on there. Am I getting confused? Anyway, but yeah. So, Reason, Porches, really good. I actually like Reason. It's unfortunate to hear what's going on with the whole TDE thing. That's unfortunate. I wish things were different. Apparently, he's just had issues with being able to come out, put out music, which is always annoying, man. There was a podcast he did voicing his it wasn't even really voicing it. It was another TDE exec, and they was going back and forth. Just unsightly. Wasn't really cool. And at the time, I was like, maybe this is just for promo, you know, yada, yada, yada. But I don't, that shit seemed real. That was some genuine thoughts there. Wasn't really feeling that. But again, the album, I like it. Quavo, Rocket Power. Okay. I expected a lot of Offset references, which is obviously to be expected. And which he did deliver on that. Again, I don't think I liked a bunch of Quavo. Well, no, I'd say I like Quavo. Did I expect Quavo, like a bunch of Quavo record? What did I expect? The album's okay. I don't know what I was expecting. The album is okay, y'all. To me, it's okay. I'm more of a fan of all three of them together. Like, he references, obviously, both members of Migos, so quite a bit on the album. There's some lyrics about everybody, so. Yeah.
So we'll see. Ooh.
I also released. I'm not rapping or nothing. Got a playlist, Black Rodeo. Just highlighting Black country music singers, man. Follow me on Jam. If you got Apple Music now, Apple Music, I for sure will get you back. Like, I will follow. If you follow me, I'll definitely follow you. If you like the playlist, I'll be like, hey, thank you. But check out the playlist, man. Black Rodeo. Again, it's Jamboy75. Made that one. By the time this comes out, that'll be out. But I also had another playlist that I made. They got a lot of positive reviews. It's From the South Side with Love, Volume 2. This one is not in Spanish, y'all. This one's just some newer R&B acts that I thought should get some shine and who I've been enjoying. So, yeah. Well, it's getting kind of late on my end. I'm probably next week going to have, like, I plan on doing, like, stuff for the Wall Street Journal. Like, talking about, like, one or two articles from the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times that I find interesting throughout the week. So, yeah, just be ready for that. It'll probably be a full hour. I know we coming up on like 30 plus minutes, like 35 minutes. So, again, I appreciate y'all. I'm trying. The fellas are trying. We gonna knock it out. Hope you guys enjoy. Yeah, man, we made you. No, but again, like and subscribe, Four Wiseman Pod. We truly appreciate it. Y'all can hit the emails. I'm going to read them. Hell, if I know you, send me a voice note so I can put it in the show, and that'll be great. Yeah. Like and subscribe. You can follow me again, like I said, on Twitter, Jamboy75. Or, quite honestly, just find me. Find the tweet that I tweet about and be like, hey, I'm a fan. Or not necessarily a fan, but, you know, stuff like that. Don't be weird. But, yeah, follow me on Apple Music. Yeah, because that's just one of my passions of making creative playlists and stuff like that. Most of my playlists have a theme to them. So you see the artwork. When you see the artwork of it, you'll get the you'll get the gist of the playlist. So y'all have a good one. Be easy. I'm recording these like every Thursday. So they'll come out like Thursday night. You know how it goes. It takes a couple hours or whatever, but Thursday night, and then you'll get it Friday, fresh into the weekend. I truly appreciate y'all. It's been a long journey. Hopefully I can continue it, man. So y'all be easy. Peace.